What intentions can you make before reading a book? Firstly, any kitab you pick up in your hand, any book, Islamic book you pick up in your hand, you should first make this intention that to please Allah Azza wa Jal, for His pleasure, I shall read this book from cover to cover. Yes. Any book you pick up in your hand, always make this intention first, that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will begin to read this book from the beginning right up to the end. The second intention you can make is, to the best of my ability, I will try to read it while in the state of purity, in the state of wudu, and I will try and not abandon my wudu in terms of breaking wudu. If my wudu will break, I will go and make wudu again. Of course, it's not a condition to read any kitab besides the Holy Quran. But if you stay in the state of wudu and then you read a book, there are blessings for that as well. They are immense blessings, dear viewers on the Samadhani channel. You can also make this intention that I will face the Qibla and then read this Islamic book, subhanallah. Likewise, even for those Huffaz who are becoming Hafiz of the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that when you face in the direction of the Qibla and then you by heart the Holy Quran, you will actually memorize the Holy Quran faster than the person who does not face the face towards Qibla. Because there are blessings in that. The awliya and the salihin, mashallah, especially Amir al-Sunnah has taught us, even when eating food, Amir al-Sunnah, Dan Barakatum al-Aliyah, will face his face towards the Qibla and eat, subhanallah. Whilst you're writing, whilst you're reading, whilst you're reciting the Holy Quran, always try and do permissible acts whilst facing the Qibla. And then, of course, when there are Quranic ayats, very quickly sometimes we skip the ayat and we just go to the translation. Make this niyyah as well, ki I will recite the ayat. Or if name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, I will mention, I will say Azza wa Jal or subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when the name of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will appear, you will just not say Muhammad, but you will say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will recite darud and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will try to follow the footsteps of the pious predecessors, especially Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, whenever I will read any booklet of Dawat Islami, and whatever has been mentioned in that book, I will try and make it a practical or practicality. I will try and bring that practice into my life, inshallah, by making amal upon that, for you will earn immense reward and thawab as well. Gosh, and you know, I wish once again that we can basically do all of these things here. I will do Isa alayhi sawab reading this book for the entire ummah. After completing a book, you should also make this niyat that I will then make Isra al-Thawab. Ya Allah, whatever good I have learned today, whatever good act I have done today, send the reward and thawab of this to the ummah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For all those Muslim males and females who have left this dunya with iman, subhanallah, what a great dua to make, what a good act to do. So inshallah, these are some intentions we all can make, inshallah. I hope that we all understand that these are the intentions we can make. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us reward and thawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our major and minor sins. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.